You have one unheard message.
Hey, baby. I'm in the car. I'm driving. So I know you had a rough day. I called you earlier, but you didn't pick up, and I was worried. 'Cause you haven't responded to any of my texts today. So, I called your best friend to see if you were with them. They told me that you've been having a tough week, you know, with work and deadlines and everything else going on. They said you looked like the living dead when you left the office today. and that you probably knocked out on your couch as soon as you got home. So, that being said, I am currently on my way, to your apartment. I've got Chinese food, a soft blanket, a candle, and, I don't know, some random DVD I grabbed at the checkout last minute. Yeah, we'll see if it's worth the $5. So, oh, and I almost forgot, I got your favorite ice cream. I'm hoping it doesn't melt before I get there. Oh, and of course, myself. Arms to lay in, lips kiss, all yours for the taking. I want to help, babe. You know, take some stress off of you. I know how hard you've been working, and you deserve it. But, babe, I really wish you would talk to me more. I'm here for you. I know you're stressed, but I want to hear about your day. I want to know what's going on with you. I want to be there to help. While I was on the phone earlier, your friend, also mentioned that you're having some family issues again. And they didn't know that I didn't know. It just kind of went off really fast and accidentally let a few key points slip before they realized that I didn't know what they were talking about. I don't know exactly what's going on, but from the looks of it, babe, that's really shitty, and I'm so sorry you're going through that right now. But baby, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm here for you, okay? I know you're scared of opening up to someone because it hasn't gone well in the past. But you need to know. You don't have to take the world on alone. I'm right here next to you. I want to help you. I want you. All of you. I'm not leaving, baby. You make me happy, babe. And I love you so, so much. You make me such a better person, and I never want to go without you. Sometimes I just sit and look at you, and all I can think is just, wow, you're mine. Because there is so many beautiful and wonderful things about you that you don't see. Like, how hardworking you are, how you always strive to achieve your goals. Not to mention, you are so fucking smart. It floors me every time I see a spreadsheet you've been working on and everything's all color-coded and there's formulas everywhere. Shit, it's like magic. or like how your nose crunches when you laugh. or how your eyes light up when you see me. Or one of my favorite things about you is the way your lips feel when you first wake up. They're all plump and warm, and you've got that sleepy look with your cute bedhead. I want you. I want us. Please. You don't have to be afraid of me. You can talk to me. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, baby. I want to help you. I love you. Anyways, I've rambled on for a while now. I also just pulled into your parking lot. I'll be up in a few minutes, Bib. I'm bringing Chinese food, ice cream, and all my love and adoration for you. I can't wait to see and talk to you, babe. Alright, see you in a few minutes. Love you.